This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The most polarizing figure in American sports in the 1960s was a boxer, a heavyweight who early on had the audacity to proclaim himself the greatest.
Muhammad Ali was simultaneously the most loved and hated figure in boxing, if not in American culture, at the time. And the proportion of people who disliked to liked Ali changed over time.
Michael Ezra, chairman of the Multicultural Studies Department at Sonoma State, has published a new biography of the controversial fighter, Muhammad Ali, The Making of an Icon. A native of Louisville, he was Cassius Clay when he won the gold medal at the 1960 Rome Olympics and seized the world heavyweight title 4 years later by defeating Sonny Liston. But his claim to be the greatest then was met with skepticism, Ezra says, because the Liston fight appeared tainted.
He beat Sonny Liston, who was considered by many people to be the best heavyweight of all time when he was champion. But the Liston fights had the smell of fraudulence all over them. Liston quit in his corner after the first fight in February 1964, and he went down in the first round in May 1965. And Liston had never been knocked down prior to that in any fight. And Ali was not known for his punching power, so that fight smelled bad, too.
It took Ali another decade to cement his supremacy in the ring in fights with Joe Frazier, George Foreman, and other formidable foes. But outside the ring, his celebrity grew even faster as he joined the Nation of Islam, adopted the name Muhammad Ali, and refused to be drafted during the Vietnam War.
To some, his changing his name to Muhammad Ali was a easy symbol to peg his renunciation of mainstream American values on. But as far as the real scare to white Americans, I would say it's that Ali was being promoted by the Nation of Islam, that he threatened to make millions and millions of dollars for a sect that was thought to foment racial unrest as a way of creating change.
Black Americans, on the other hand, found a new spokesman in the champion.
Black America as a whole opposed the Vietnam War about 18 months to 2 years before the nation as a whole did, and as their people disproportionately died on the front lines, and as money for the war on poverty got siphoned away and into Vietnam. And as a result, Ali became a spokesperson for Black America.
As events progressed, Ali's doubts about the war became the majority view, even as his boxing bouts reached new heights of international acclaim. But the fighter has paid a visible price for those victories, becoming, in his later years, a sad and broken shadow of the fierce athlete who dominated his sport. And in Ezra's analysis, Ali's politics, his career in the ring, and his health are all inextricably linked.
Ali had to take 3 years off because of his draft resistance. As a result, when he came back, he was broke. So Ali had to fight much longer and much harder than he would have had he not had his heroic draft resistance. So the very thing that his legacy is built upon is the same thing that contributed to his injuries later in life.
Regardless, Ezra says, Muhammad Ali remains a prominent figure in the cultural history of the past century, one who will be remembered well into the next. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.